Told you so. It has been no secret that I'm not a fan of the young, scheming, dishonest Jacob. In today's reading, where the schemer is out schemed by the one who would become his father-in-law, I start to, albeit uncomfortably, get a little bit of satisfaction. It seems as if karma kicked in. Jacob acted horribly, and he got it right back at him. It seems as if I were there, I could have said, "Told you so." I am so glad that's not the way God works. Did you notice, though, there's a whole lot in this week's reading that is bothersome, that is problematic. It really bothers me. Women treated like property. The ugly one and the pretty one. When it says that Leah had lovely eyes, that doesn't mean she had lovely eyes. It means she was the not pretty one. Oops, I didn't realize I was sleeping with your sister. What? Can I have another wife too? Culturally, I know, but really? Her. I know you do anything for her, so I'll get what I want from you by whatever means necessary. What? And ultimately, I'm just continually thankful that that's not the way God works. But there's a huge problem. Why does it seem in the story that this is exactly how God works? I don't think I can address it well enough. It isn't the way God works. It's the way humanity has worked for far too long. It's the way the church has worked for far too long. It's not okay, and we have to do better. We have to be the church that God envisions, a caring community of Christ, a people of prayer and action, a beacon of hope, justice, and peace. So, what are we to do with Leah, Rachel, Zilpah, Jacob, and Laban? How about we look at each character in the story and ask, with whom do you identify? Who would you like to get to know a little better? Who would you like to give a stern talking to? Leah, the unwanted one. She didn't fit the current societal definition of beauty, because lovely eyes is faint praise. Leah's name means wild cow. Rachel, the favorite daughter, still living in a system that didn't honor her ability to choose. Her name means you. Zilpah, a slave who had to keep the whole trickery quiet. Jacob, the schemer who got out-schemed and apparently wasn't too observant. Laban, the father who did whatever he could to get both of his daughters married. So we've got unwanted and went along with the scheme. Did Leah have a choice? Sometimes when we feel unwanted and we go along with something just to get something out of it, do we have a choice? It's a good question to ask. The favorite, who also went along with the scheme, did she have a choice? When we are coming from a position of privilege, and we still do something that is not the right thing to do, did we have a choice? Of course we had a choice. Did Rachel have a choice? I don't know. How about the person who was owned and went along with the scheme? Did Zilpah have a choice? No, Zilpah didn't have a choice. How about the one who cheated and then was cheated? Karma got him. Has karma ever gotten you? Do you ever wish karma would get somebody? Yeah. How about the dishonest one who was really just looking out for his family? Have we ever done the dishonest thing because we're looking out for our family? There's Zilpah. There's another maid, Bilhah. They were mothers of some of Jacob's children. Where do they fit into the story? So of all these people, unwanted, favorite, owned, cheated, dishonest, just there but owned and have no choice, Who are you? Who are you today? Who were you yesterday? Who do you identify with the most at any given time? Who do you want to be? Anyone? Who do you not want to be? Anyone? And then a question that we all ask. What are you going to do now? We don't have to be bogged down in what is past. We can own our past. We can own our mistakes. We can be accountable for our mistakes. It's important that we are accountable for our mistakes. It's important that we learn from our mistakes, from our history. It's also important that we work toward something better. Learn from it. Learn from our mistakes and do the things that will help all in the future. Amen.